I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today we're launching a series we're calling The Ninth Month. It's a look at pregnancy and childbirth and at how women experience that critical time in their lives. It varies dramatically across the globe. For instance, here in the U.S., doctors often encourage expectant mothers to exercise. Staying active can be good for mother and baby. But in other parts of the world, strenuous manual labor is the norm. And there it can be a challenge to give pregnant women a rest. The World's Sonia Narang has our story from Nepal.
In Nepal, it's the women who do the backbreaking work in the fields. In the mountain village of Pawati, Januka Rasali plants vegetables on her farm. After an hour, she treks back home to chop wood. Before long, she's herding goats on a hillside under the hot sun.
From the moment I wake up at 6 in the morning until I go to sleep at 10 at night, I'm doing work the whole time. I work about 7 or 8 hours a day in the fields.
Januka is 7 months pregnant. Despite her expanding belly, her chores will not let up.
Up until the day the baby's born, I'll be working all the time.
In recent years, Nepal has made a big push to improve the health of pregnant women. The government has built new birthing centers. It's covered the cost of delivering babies in clinics. It's given out medication to prevent excessive bleeding, which can be fatal. And these efforts are working. The country has seen a dramatic drop in the number of women dying during childbirth.
The challenge still is, can we even lower it further?
Arzu Rana Duba is a member of parliament and women's health advocate in Nepal. She says a big remaining problem is that so many women work so hard late into their pregnancies. Now, exercise is recommended during pregnancy. But experts say in regions where women don't get good prenatal care or may not eat enough calories, strenuous activity can cause serious complications. The reason pregnant women work so hard in Nepal, Duba says, is a matter of poverty and culture.
That's the concept women in Nepal are mostly socialized in, that you have to make your presence felt and your worth is the labor you contribute. They are taught to think of themselves as responsible for this kind of work because they have the lowest status inside the family, so they need to do the hardest labor.
Januka, the pregnant woman who works all day long, crouches in her smoky kitchen and blows air into a wood-fired stove. Then she dices and grinds vegetables while breathing in swirling ashes. She says she wishes she could take a break from the hard work at least once in a while.
My back hurts. My stomach hurts. While planting corn and rice a month ago, my legs got swollen and cramped. My body is in constant pain.
Health experts say women like Januka should take a break. In extreme cases, hard work in late pregnancy can cause the uterus to slide out of its normal position. But how do you convince women to slow down in a society that values them for their productivity? Carolyn Miles heads the international aid group Save the Children.
What you have to reinforce is that the health of the mother has a direct impact on the health of that baby.
In other words, even if husbands and mothers-in-law may not worry much about the mother's health, they're often extremely concerned about the baby's health. So organizations like Save the Children are meeting with families and appealing to their concern for the baby's welfare to give pregnant women a much-needed rest.
Now what we're seeing is mother-in-laws step forward and say, you know, I'm going to actually go, you know, take care of the garden for the next month, or I'm going to make sure that my daughter-in-law gets the right food and enough food, which is a big shift.
And behaviors are changing for husbands as well. When Januka was pregnant with her first child, her husband was away from home. But this time he came back to the village to help her through her second pregnancy. Madhav says he returned to protect the health of his wife and unborn child.
When my wife is working in the fields and she says she has a stomachache, I get scared. I was worried during my wife's first pregnancy. And I'm scared again how it will go.
And so he helps with the chores, at least a little. On this day, Januka's husband shovels mud in a rain-soaked field while she plants seedlings in the holes. In the past, she says she had to do all the digging herself. During my previous pregnancy, I worked a lot harder, she says. This is nothing in comparison. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Pavati Village, Nepal.
Sonia Narang's trip to Nepal was funded by the International Center for Journalists. Sonia joins me now in our Boston studios. Welcome back, Sonia.
Thanks, Marco.
Now, you weren't only producing radio stories in Nepal. You also produced some videos, and there's one online now, a beautiful short film you made about Janaka, the woman we just heard from. What really struck me is why she allowed such an intimate portrait of her life to be made known. Is she hoping that things will change if journalists like you tell her story?
Well, when I first met Janaka in the village, she was very open to sharing her story. And yes, she wanted people around the world to know how much labor these women have to do during their pregnancy and also after they give birth. There really is no break for them even after their babies are born.
Now, it's been several months since you met with Janaka. The video you made has unfortunately an update, a sad update.
Yes. So after I returned, I called Janaka and I found out that Janaka's baby girl did not make it. She ended up giving birth at home and there were no birth attendants there. And the baby's umbilical cord got tangled around the neck and the baby did not survive. There was no one there to help.
Is it possible to know, Sonia, whether the baby's death was at all related to the hard work that Janaka was doing late in her pregnancy?
So I asked Janaka and her husband about that, and they said that this was completely unrelated to the hard work. This was just a situation of there not being any doctors, any medical personnel available in the village, and also the fact that there was no transportation to get them to the nearest hospital. So it wasn't related to the hard work that she was doing.
Other layers of a very big problem. Well, Sonia's story today about Janaka launches a series we'll be continuing over the next few months, looking at pregnancy and childbirth around the world. We're calling the series The Ninth Month. As for your video, Sonia, listeners can watch it at our series webpage. That's pri.org/ninth month. The world's multimedia producer, Sonia Narang. We'll see you tomorrow on Facebook.
Thanks, Marco.